Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Greetings, Twin Cities Tank listeners. It's Pete from the Twin Cities Tank Podcast. Yeah, remember me? I'm the guy who edits the show, and I took a really long time editing this show. We got really lazy over the summer. We did not release anything over the summer. Till now. This episode features a hilarious comedian named Brandon Reynoso. It's episode 56. It was originally recorded on March 19th, 2011. So, if everything we're talking about, especially the news, is very old, then you'll know why. We're going to continue to do episodes. We're going to release them once a month from now on. We're going to make it a little bit different, but it'll be pretty much the same thing. So, the first Wednesday of every month, you'll get an episode from us. It'll be great. It'll be so worth the wait, too. It'll be that much better. I love you.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank, I am Pete. Sitting to the left of me is Brent. How are you?
Delicious.
How are you, Brent?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm fine, Pete.
Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Or however long it's been since I've seen you.
It's been a while. We haven't been seeing
each other. Yeah, we're going to regularly release episodes probably now, hopefully. Yeah.
That was a weird couple of months. People didn't have to listen to us.
True. I think 5 to 7 episodes were released last week.
Good.
So
catch up, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So we got them all up. We're all caught up.
Get a babysitter and lock yourself in the
bedroom. We're back in action. We have comedian Brandon Reynoso.
Yep.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's right.
I should have clarified that before we started taping.
I just peeked at your notebook.
Yeah.
And it said Brandon, and then under it says McFish. I totally thought your last name was McFish.
McFish. Look,
so if I don't spoil the next segment for
everybody. No, I'm just saying if I call you Brandon McFish, just go with it.
That's all right. It's happened before.
Can I intro you now when you go, before you go on?
Oh, yeah,
Brandon McFish.
I'd love, yeah. Let's do it.
Yes.
So, Brandon, you're a comedian.
Yes.
You've been doing it, you said, 5 to 6 years now?
Yep.
You're part of the Comedy Death Squad locally here. That's what exactly is that?
I'm not a member of the squad.
Oh, okay.
I'm nominated for an award they're doing. They have an annual award show called The Reapies. The Reapies.
Oh, wow.
It's basically just, bunch of local guys patting each other on the back.
Sure.
But
it's like this show, kind of.
Yeah. So they nominated me for best or most brutal comic and most brutal joke this year.
Which
not
was?
Not best comic or best joke.
Are you able to divulge the joke?
I could.
It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But you could do it if you feel like it.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
I think I can set up
show
the
up
audio.
To his shows, assholes.
Yeah.
That's how you'll hear it.
No free fucking lunches around here.
I think I can. They have an audio file of it that they're using for the award show, so maybe I can get you guys and you can play it on here.
Sure.
Or something. All right, yeah.
Okay.
So you're brutal, and you don't look anything like you would be brutal. You look like a really nice fellow.
Well, I will say I've seen you at Grumpy's a couple times during the open mics on Wednesdays, and you are a bit more like abrasive and dare I say brutal. Yeah,
thank you.
You definitely stand out.
You stood
out to me
your brutalness with your adorableness.
Well, thank you. it is a fine line to walk, you know.
Did I make it weird already?
The attractive brutalness.
Sexual tension in here.
You and Vin Diesel share.
It's palpable. I love it.
It's going to get worse. This belt is not staying on. So talk to me about how you got into it. How did you start doing comedy?
Well, I went to my freshman year of college. I was DJing at a college radio station, not making any money doing it. But I was always kind of into Saturday Night Live. I did a bunch of speech stuff when I was in high school. And I was working at a steakhouse in Omaha, Nebraska, which is where
born in Kearney.
Really?
What's up?
Oh man,
Kearney. Whatever.
That's an actual place in Nebraska?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's actually, I had a really weird story about Kearney recently. A few months ago, I was doing a series of gigs, and we had a dead night, and then we picked up a comic, Steve Hofstetter, out of New York, and he was doing a college at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my sister's going there next year. That's crazy. She's like just turned 18. And then he's like, well, do you want to do some time? I was like, yeah, she's not there yet. She just graduated high school or whatever. And then it turns out that he was doing the orientation party for my sister. So she got to see me do some of, like, you know, the nastiest poop, sex, and abortion jokes. And she won't be able to see them for, like, you know, another 3 years. But that was just the weirdest coincidence.
I'm just amazed that Kearney has a college in it. That's not like a fucking modeling or hair and nails college or something.
And they have some that steak, the USA steak buffet there.
Really? I couldn't really wrap my head around something like that.
At the college?
It's right up the street, but that's one of the worst road eating decisions I've ever made.
I can
that
imagine.
And the double down.
How could
oh, yeah,
I
plowed
yeah.
through some double downs on this show?
Yeah, we did. We do fast food reviews now and again. And we did the
more or less just an excuse to eat like a fat
right,
shit.
When the double down came out, we reviewed it on here and
yeah,
ate
it. It was a mess.
Nice.
It was fucking terrible.
They're too expensive for what they are. Anyways, if you want to hear about that, you can listen to the backlog.
It was a great weapon, like, to use against the head. I was sitting across the table from the headliner and just shot, you know, chicken grease like directly into his eyeball.
There's enough of it on there to start a fucking war and win one.
So what are you doing these days? What are you, you're obviously open micing, and what else you have going on?
Well, I'm keeping enough gigs to pretty much always have something coming up right now. I'm usually middling. I go to a lot of small towns I've never heard of and will never see again. But
mostly around Midwest kind of area?
Yeah, North Dakota, Wisconsin, you know, South Dakota. Yeah, I don't really...
They're bored.
Out of there.
They want to see Brandon.
Yeah, we know when it'll be easier for me to hop out of the Midwest once I'm, you know, making headline money a little more
oh,
often,
right.
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
can, you know, I can afford to travel that distance for
How
that
do the,
money.
The poop and abortion jokes go over in places, the smaller cities, like
it's. I don't. I think the some of the crowds think I'm adorable as well, which you mentioned. But yeah,
they're
so.
Not wrong. They are not wrong.
He's like a puppy with an abortion.
Yeah, but I definitely have those crowds that you know when I do stuff that's that abrasive, or when I try to say things and challenge people's you know, opinions and things like that. It is kind of tough when I'm an opener and there's a guy that might not want that. But at the same time, it's like you're looking at a risk for reward thing. You're just polarizing yourself. If people
right.
don't like you, they're really not going to like you. But if people do like that kind
of
stuff, then they're just going to
love
it.
It.
Yeah. So I just do whatever the hell
right.
I think
it's
is funny.
It's always kind of that mentality where it's some people think like, okay, I'm going to make you like me, which just doesn't work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go out there with all your worst shit and don't play to the crowd, yeah, they're not going to fucking like you. But mm-hmm. I mean, that's a decision, I guess. To make, where's that medium?
It's hard to find. I know that yeah, when guys do look at it that way, they tend to be the ones that get mad at the crowd for not liking them instead of
right.
just accepting that some people
right
they follow up their jokes. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah.
Right.
That's obviously over your guys' head.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, I hate that fucking belittling shit when something who's the one that always? I mean, it's one of those fucking redneck, fucking blue collar guys. That's always like, oh. Come on, if you don't like that, you're fucking like, well...
Oh, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. I don't care who you are, that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what he says every 30 seconds
like,
to reassure himself.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. It's really not funny. But yeah, you don't have to... Don't.
You could pretty much just go up there with any kind of material and do
yeah.
that. My hair is pink. Just kidding. I don't care. That's funny. Fuck you guys.
How did you quantify that? That was the crunch of numbers and it just came back funny? I don't understand how you...
I'm just amazed like that his material, like I know a comic in Omaha that Larry the Cable Guy paid him $100 a joke. and about 9 jokes one night, just randomly in Omaha, and like, so that means that I'm sure he's doing that all over on the road. And
well, I think a lot of those guys do that. I mean, I think when you're making as much money as those guys are, I don't think that there's very few comedians that actually do write all their own. A whole hour.
Well, yeah, once you get to a certain, like, I mean, like the Robin Williamses and stuff like that, once they've burnt themselves out of just writing so much because they're up on 3-day benders on coke, you know, it's like eventually they do that. But I mean, I think there's still obviously like guys, Doug Stanhope, and I think even like
I don't even
guys,
know
like,
how
Black,
anybody could
write his own
could
stuff.
Write for Doug Stanhope. That would be just like,
that would be horrifying. If somebody buys your jokes, does that mean you can't use them anymore?
Yeah, I think so. Fuck. I mean, I think you'd need a contract to hold it up.
I got a sack of jokes. I'm looking to unload on someone, but I'm kind of attached to him.
Yeah, but if you think that if Larry the Cable Guy was buying that many jokes, that he would have like a funnier opener than on one of his one albums. Right. I heard it was a midget going up on him joke. I'm like, if you're getting that much material just streaming in at you all the time,
I was just watching some of his bullshit today, and I was like. And there are some jokes where, like, if you put them in the mouths of a decent comic, they could make them work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like that whole fucking, like, you know, that guy goes home and he's like, "All right, have a good night there. I'm right." And then he's like, "Oh fuck,
yeah,
I hate me so much sometimes." He's not that guy, and he's like, mm-hmm. "It's so funny." People think like, "Oh, he's one of us. Like he's like a fucking he's a fucking that's not it's a character." Yeah. It's like watching Rambo and being like, "Oh, Rambo gets me." Like, it's not fucking real.
Yeah, like I have no opinion of, you know, Mike or whatever his real name is. Yeah. I only have an opinion of Larry the Cable Guy on stage. And like I've heard that that he's really nice, you know, and that he's a really good guy when he's off stage and everything. But like he's still, it's just one of those big sores, you know, like when you see the Carlos Mencias out there.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Well, it's so funny that like. You know, he thought like shit wasn't going well for him. He's like, I need a fucking hook. I need a gig, like something, like a gimmick. And he's like, I guess I could just be like a cable guy. That might be funny. Like do a couple of jokes as like a redneck cable guy. And then of course everyone loves it. He's just like, great. Here's what I'm doing for the next 20 fucking years. Great. Fuck me.
Sounds familiar.
He has to be that character whenever he's in the grocery store or in the bank.
He's like filling out his taxes and stuff. Like, Larry, what are you? What? He's like, I'm ching bong. I couldn't think of a redneck joke there. That one got away from me. Yeah, I know. Believe me. Once you come across a stupid idea that you have, don't follow up on it because you'll get stuck playing shows with Gallagher. But I digress. Hey, can I veer off topic for 1 second?
Please do.
Do you ever, like, do you watch a lot of those, like, crime, like, tutorial shit, like, First 48 and, like,
what is
Cold Case like, Files and...
Yeah, like, the forensic shows.
It's like a, like, the forensic drama type
no,
shows?
No, like, the real ones. Like, the procedurals.
Like, where they explain how they discovered that whatever was the murderer or whatever? Okay,
I don't know if this is... I don't know why I got stuck on this, but most of those, there's, like, so many of them about raping old ladies.
Really?
Maybe
those are just the easiest to turn into a television show.
People just rape old ladies all the time, and it's like... First, let me just say...
Look, I'm not... old ladies aren't the only ones getting raped, Brent.
That's what, like, it's like serial rapists, like a good rapists, like fucking like the pros, not those bush leaguers that rape college chicks, like the real deal rapers.
Ones with trading cards.
They fucking rape old ladies all the time.
Well, it's easy to hold them down. You don't leave marks. I mean, they do bruise easier. You know,
and they're already bruised anyway.
Yeah.
Like bad
food. Kids and old people.
I'm fully, like, let me just say, I'm against raping people. I don't think you should rape people. But, like, if you get the raping bug and you just have to rape somebody, like, I'm definitely raping somebody tonight. Why wouldn't you just, like, rape a hot chick? Like, why would you rape an old lady? It just seems kind of short-sighted. I don't know. I just sat there and thought about why an old lady, like, if somebody raped a grandma, wouldn't you just be like, ugh.
Well, he probably hates some school marm from when he was 7 years old or something. You know, I'm surprised at the amount of granny porn there is. You know, hop on the. I mean, it's kind of disappeared now, but for a while there was a trend where you'd go on a RedTube or one of those streaming sites, and then like a quarter of the porn was just like granny porn. And then for a while it was Asian girls getting felt up on the bus was everywhere. It's like, where did these
shark,
fetishes?
Sharking and stuff, is that what they call it? And you rip their tube tops off.
What?
In Asia, they have this thing. I think it's called like sharking or something. And they just go up to these girls that wear tube tops, just go whoonk and pull their tits out.
Okay, pull that up right now. Let's go to a song.
Okay.
This is Go by Pearl Jam. Watching apparently a sharking video.
Sharking in the Urban Dictionary.
Really more of a forced upskirt video.
Well, here, there's two different kinds. The Urban Dictionary defines sharking as the practice that is popular in Japan that involves the pulling down of unsuspecting women's tops in public, exposing their breasts. That's known as top sharking, whereas low sharking involves the pulling down of unsuspecting women's panties.
Oh.
And then there's a little thing above it that says, buy sharking mugs, t-shirts, and magnets.
Well, that must have been, so we were watching a mid-sharking then.
Yeah, we were watching just like a, kind of like, topsoil.
Well, we were watching, they were pulling up girls' skirts so you could see their underwear.
You go up, you find a girl, and you go, and in Japan, if you just see a girl's underwear that you like, just fucking take that shit. Just run up to her and rip it down.
And videotape it.
Yeah.
So, earlier we mentioned that we do fast food reviews once in a while, and usually we do it when something crazy comes out, like the double down from KFC. We've done the quad stacker from Burger King.
We did the gigantic monster burger
from Hardee's.
Fuck.
This isn't really in the vein of that, but it is Lent, so fish sandwiches are on sale, so I got a shitload of fish sandwiches.
Is that why they're on sale?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's right. Oh, fuck
yeah. It's time for some penance here.
This is for you, Jesus. I'm going to eat this.
You love Jesus. You love fish.
So we're McDonald's eating. Is fucking kowtowing to the weirdo Christian.
They have been for many decades.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember the, I made a pack of fish?
Yeah, was that about Jesus?
It wasn't about Jesus, but it happened during Jesus' time.
That fish was singing about Jesus. Mm. I haven't had one of these in like 20 years. It's like a little fish burger.
I don't think I've ever had one of these before today. I downed two of these before you guys got here. It's like a little fish burger.
Do you like it so far? What's going on? What kind of animal do you think that actually is?
Bear. These ones have been sitting down here for about an hour, though.
Yeah, they're like as cold as a Christian's neuron activity.
Uh-oh. Is it a cold sandwich?
It's a little cold. Eating cold fish and lip-smacking on the microphone.
I don't know if I want to eat this.
That's what everybody wants to hear.
Very, very Minnesotan.
It's like a fucking Lutefisk sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Have you had that before?
No, isn't it like deadly?
I heard it's disgusting. I heard it, with all the lye, pretty much you're just eating soap, a spongy soap. Yeah.
But isn't that shit poisonous unless they soak it or something?
Yeah. I think it's
If you're gonna die for your food, if you eat what's that fish, like blowfish and stuff, if you're gonna actually risk your life with food. Maybe make it so it doesn't taste like fucking fat guy's tongue. That's great. No, I saw a thing about how it was made one time. I'm like, why would you even
bother? I had to kill 7 mermaids to get all these bullheads.
Fat guy's tongue has all the flavor, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's marbling.
Yeah, sometimes there's even a bone in it, too. It's just, that's always good for flavor. No, they were... they would take, what is it, I don't know what kind of fish it is, cod or something, and they do all this shit to it and just fucking dry it out and soak it in lye and fucking run over with a truck or whatever the fuck they do. And you're like, why didn't you just eat the cod? Cod's fine the way it is. You don't have to fucking soak it in bullshit for a week. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of bullshit for...
So, Brandon, what do you think of your McFish?
It's the best fast food fish sandwich I've had in years.
I'm not eating mine.
I was always I was raised Catholic, before I started making my own decisions. And
sure,
was,
me too.
And we always went to Long John Silver's.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I love Long John Silver's.
Everything tastes exactly the same. It's just different shapes.
How do you want your bread and fish arranged?
How is this pale in comparison to Long John Silver's? I'm always weirded out by the fact that they put cheese on it.
Yeah, cheese and fish are never supposed to be together for any reason.
It actually isn't bad.
No, it's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate and cheese and fish and cheese never should be together.
Just catch a fish with a yeast infection, right, Brian?
Boof, boof. God damn it. So anyway, sharking. No,
Speaking of fish.
Sure, I'm going to, while you guys eat fish for Lent, I'm just going to go sharking for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I'll probably eat some pussy while I'm at it, too.
I'm trying to give up sharking for Lent.
Good luck, my friend. It's not easy.
We should take a video camera and go start to shark guys. Just take their tops off.
Or just pull their sweatpants down. Just do shitty shit. Let's go to some fucking big fat shit who's just eating breakfast and just fucking pull his fucking wife beater over his head. Slap him. Okay, so we've covered sharking, old granny rape. McFish. What else did. What bases didn't we cover yet?
Well, there's still plenty more McFish here.
I don't know if I can eat cold fish. Unless
we haven't covered old lady sharks.
Take one bite and tell us what you think.
It'll eventually. This will just turn into a fucking McSushi here. I guess you can't. You really can't uncook something though. Once it's
some wasabi. Well, oh Jesus! How many of those things do you have?
This is the last one. Do you want it?
No.
I don't like that.
I'll eat yours. Brandon can eat this.
Are there fucking pickles or onions on it or something?
It's tartar sauce. Tartar sauce has pickles in it.
Mm.
I guess I didn't do that math. That's disgusting.
Not bad.
Yeah.
This one is a little more pickly oniony, though.
So it's a McFish now? It's no longer the Filet-O fish?
I'm just calling it a McFish or a fish burger. I think it is a Filet-O fish.
Okay.
I don't think you need this box for it either. The fucking little wrapper is just fine.
Yeah, they put it in a gigantic Big Mac size box for just this little tiny fish burger.
Do you think when they order these things, there's just a little check mark next to something that says fish box? All right. That's called that was a section of the show I call musings. Just talk about what I'm thinking. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Hey,
I'm not impressed.
We're out of fish
boxes.
I
have some Clamato with this, please.
Dude, did you ever have that like Bud Light mixes their shit with like fucking Clamato?
Yeah, no, I hate that shit. Oh. So I've never drank it, man.
The seconds leading up to when I took a sip of that was like the most tense moments of my life. I was like, I can't do it. I can't fucking. I took one sip and it was as bad or worse.
Well, whenever I drink Clamato, I feel really like my work ethic improves and I'm really connected to my family, if you know what I mean.
God damn it. Yeah, Japanese had that shit coming.
Clamato?
With all their fucking. Well, they send all their shitty seafood over here and all their. We make Clamato and fish sandwiches out of it all. And
well, if you ask me, Survivor Japan really didn't pick up steam until CNN, you know, picked it up. And
is that show still on?
Yeah.
Survivor is still a show.
I was flipping through, saw it the other day.
How long has that shit been going? It's like 20 years.
I don't care.
I've never watched that shit in my life.
I've never watched more than 20 seconds of it.
I feel
like running out of places to go to. Where are they at now?
But Duluth.
Survivor Duluth.
Survivor Kearney. The only thing you can eat is a steak buffet.
They should have like Survivor Hobo, where you just have to live like a homeless person in a box.
Yeah.
It would make way more sense.
Yeah, but you would do it in like on Skid Row.
And you still get flown out by private helicopter. Oh, yeah.
And there's like a camera crew there. Hey, I know this homeless thing is supposed to be real and stuff, but I'm fucking starving. Can we go get something to eat? Yeah, and then, like, just...
The competitions will be can collecting contests.
And, like, the final thing is just a fucking bum Royal Rumble. It's like maximum bum
fight. Hobo boxing?
Yeah. Oh, man, I haven't seen a bum fight in quite a while.
Yeah, there you go.
That was popular in the Faces of Death era.
Yeah, that shit was so boring, too.
Bum fights?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one... where I bought it, and it started off with just like some toothless black lady like blowing some homeless guy's limp dick. I'm like, wait a minute.
Why am I laughing at that?
Bums are funny. Let's not mince words here. Bums have been funny for years. Since there's been railroads, there's been bums, and that's fucking hilarious.
But I'm going for three now.
Are you eating another one?
Yeah.
How can you eat that?
I don't know. I don't care about my body.
Oh. Mm. I'm not saying you need to care about your body, but...
You're inspiring me.
Dude,
this is filet of fish number 5 for me today. Since we got to my house.
You know, you're probably the only person that's ever said that. you are going to be so fucking sick.
Well, the podcast will be over at least.
I just wish they wouldn't have any cheese or tartar sauce on it. I just want plain fish.
You can take it
off. I just want plain fish. No cheese, no tartar sauce. Just dry, going down my throat.
God.
What kind of fish is this? Nobody's asked that question.
Fill in the blank. I got nothing.
It's a crab apple fish.
It's a fucking mud skipper. I don't know.
Grow them on trees and they flap around until they fall off.
Then they cut them in half, fry them up into squares. And
no, they're already squares. They just cut the heads and tails off.
Each one of those is just one fish. God. McDonald's, the thing about McDonald's, it's so awesome. Or, like, you know, people are always like, can you eat that shit, man? It's fucking, you're like, if there was a mom and pop fucking little hamburger stand on the side of the road that they did, like, a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or something like that, if some fucking little, like, organically local hamburger shop served hamburgers like McDonald's, they'd be fucking the greatest burgers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like if some shithole, if you stopped at a restaurant that was like, hey, El Tigre Loco or something, right? And they served Taco Bell's food, you'd be like, this is fucking amazing. Like, these guys are fucking good at food. What?
I know, the shittier it tastes, the better it is for the economy, you know, for small businesses.
Like, dude, don't go to McDonald's. Go to fucking Randy's Hamburger Joint. You're like, why? McDonald's is fucking amazing. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Randy to make McDonald's hamburgers and I'll fucking go over there. I think we should support local fast food chains. Support Arby's.
Support international food chains, please.
Like, I wish I was a celebrity and I was on like Celebrity Rock and Roll Jeopardy or something like that. And they were like, and what charity are you playing for? I'd be like, Arby's. All my winnings will go to Arby's.
The Arby's double stacker, if that exists.
All right. Corn syrup. Corn syrup is my sponsor.
ConAgra Foods and corn syrup.
Prostitutes. This is a charity called Prostitutes.
Let's go to a song, mm-hmm. and we'll come back with some news.
Oh boy.
This is Racked by J Church.
Pop punk for life.
Twin Cities Tank will be back in 26 seconds. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
MCPenceGangsters.com.
Local bands and comedians, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com if you want to play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about the show, going to iTunes to rate, subscribe, and comment. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for listening. Tonight is your night, bro. Hey, everybody, let's go to the news.
Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start with the sad story or the sadder story?
Let's start with the saddest story we have. The
saddest story we have. Okay, it involves our old friend Gallagher.
Okay.
there's not much more you can say about Gallagher than, man, that's sad. But so Gallagher had, well, we didn't really talk about it on here at all, but he had a fucking like heart palpitation meltdown situation.
I think it was a heart attack. The article I read said that before he went on stage, he said that he had shortness. He told somebody that he had shortness of breath and pain in his left arm, which if you have that, you should probably not go on stage.
Everything but saying it felt like an elephant was sitting on his chest. God. Well, I suppose there's only so much cocaine you can do for 40 years that...
Some people say his heart grew 3 sizes that day.
And then attacked him.
He's all heart. That just shows how dedicated he is to putting on his shitty show. But so Gallagher had a fucking heart attack, apparently, on stage in Minnesota.
There's video of it on TMZ.
Yeah, it was in Rochester.
Yeah.
At some like fucking Whiskey Junction place or whatever. So Gallagher's like, That was a close one. Dodged a bullet there. Let's get back to California where things are normal. I got all my old shit at my dumb house. Then he found out that he's going to lose his house, so he's having a Gallagher themed auction, which he's literally selling off all of his old shitty props.
Yeah, I saw that he was selling some gigantic bowling pins
that are like held together by duct tape and shit.
Really?
And I don't know that there's a protocol for taking care of gigantic bowling pins, so I'm not saying he did anything wrong.
I gotta say, if he's got the gigantic couch trampoline, I might want it.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I heard that his mustache is falling out in clumps.
Because he's so nervous these days. I think he's eating it.
Yeah.
That's actually... But he's also...
You know, most people tear their hair out. He's tearing his mustache.
Yeah, he already plowed through all of his hair by like 1981. I don't feel bad for that fucking guy at all. And I will say that with complete confidence, knowing that he's a fucking asshole. Like, he was a dick. And he treats people like shit, and he's a fucking asshole.
I just think he's a loony bin.
Yeah, him and Glenn Beck probably eat lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably eat kids, too. I guarantee there's a flush of kids in his house.
My mic now smells like fish.
Cold fish, too. So if you wanted ever to buy, if you ever were watching a Gallagher show and you're like, oh, I wish I had that, now's the time. You
he has
get
14 specials, ladies and gentlemen. 14
specials. None of them good. He's also selling his, like, an old, shitty, like, 88 SL Mercedes with that doesn't have a key.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
That's what, like, one of these days, when he's long gone.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
And only a very tiny handful, including you, of people will get this. When I say, where's the key?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
I'm lost. What happened?
Gallagher was on some fucking show.
Gallagher was on a reality show about the 70s. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time I had even seen him since like the 80s. And this was early 2000s. And part of the reality show was people had to smash watermelons looking for a key to unlock some lock. And all he did the entire time was sit there with a wig on going, where's the key? Where's the key?
And he probably made
$7,000. He just wouldn't stop. That was all he just kept yelling.
Why do they still call women's prisons penal colonies? Classic childhood memory.
Dude, I've spent more time than I care to discuss looking up that motherfucker's jokes.
Just pull one out for us right now, bro.
I can't remember. What's a good one? The Delta one's on. That's a good one. That's sure. That ties up. Remember the how does it go? Something the I don't know what the setup is. What the punchline is? The Delta stand. Or when he's talking about Arabs.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about Arabs.
Don't even let them aboard.
That's why.
Traveling.
I fly Delta.
That's why I fly TWA. Oh no, TWA.
I don't travel.
That's right.
This is the mangled traveling joke of the Arabs. Century here.
Oh, well, whatever.
TWA stands for Traveling with Arabs. That's why I fly Delta, which means don't even let them board.
Yep.
Continue.
And by the way, the correct pronunciation is Arabs.
Arabs.
If someone's like, you know, we got to figure out what to do with the whole Arab situation, that's like a normal person. But a person that actually has like a racist agenda is going to be like, we got to figure out what to do with these fucking Arabs. Fucking download it. Anyway, so yeah, Gallagher's pawning off all of his shit. He's got a fucking bike thing, a wheelchair.
Does he have a driving desk?
I believe he does.
That's the other
thing.
That's
the Mercedes, actually.
Yeah. It's just a school desk with a motor in it.
He just took the hood ornament off it and stuck it on the desk.
God damn it.
Is Arab the only racial slur that is mispronounced?
It could be. I don't think
all you have to do is mispronounce the original version of the word and
becomes... Mass Pico de Gallo, poor baby. Mass.
Negro Grande. I don't know why he mixed up the two.
Large black?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I hope he loses his house and has to live on the street. Fuck that guy. That's how that story ends. And the other song.
Him and Screech. They can go do comedy together.
I personally hope all 80-year-old men end up on the streets.
It's just the streets are awash with old shitheads walking around going, where's the key?
I would like to see in the future just not actual buildings, but just cots that you can rent on the corner.
Well, they have
just
that shit
sleep
in, like,
on the corner of the sidewalk in this cot for $2.
Back to Japan. Mm-hmm. With their sharking and their tsunamis and all that shit, they have those hotels where they're just like fucking,
oh yeah,
like the bunks on tour or tour buses, or you just like pay 20 fucking bucks for a night and you sleep in a bunk with a bunch of other dudes, mm-hmm. just stack them up.
That's
like,
essentially a hostel.
It's not even that really. It's just actually just like a fucking shelf.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a shelf. Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
that's I know this isn't Aaron for a few days, but it's also a Happy Missile Day, everybody.
Happy Missile Day.
We're launching on Libya, like, right now.
Oh,
like,
there you go.
Yeah, like 110 missiles between us and England.
They had it coming. What'd they do?
Who knew that, yeah.
What'd they do?
Who knew that Libya hated Queen Latifah that much?
Well, first of all, the only really, like, exposure I've had to Libyans is obviously in Back to the Future, and they didn't come off too good in that movie.
Only exposure. I have had two Libyans is the L word, right? Oh, no, that's...
Wait.
Not Libyans.
No, no, no. I think that stands for something else.
Lesbians.
Yep, you're right. Oh. It was lesbians. I knew it.
No. Lebanese.
That's not a thing.
I've been to Emily's Lebanese Deli. Does that count?
Mm.
You're so cultured.
Mm. He also has the Jerry Curl look. He's like this really 1992.
Are you talking about Muammar Gaddafi?
Gaddafi.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Is that making me a bad person?
Of Libya.
What are they doing that's so bad?
Well, he's bad, and we have business interests.
Michael Jackson. Bad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Be against drugs. Michael Jackson. R.I.P.
Mm. Isn't there also a supermoon tonight?
Supermoon?
Isn't that tonight?
What's that?
The moon's
is that anything like
be...
a sailor moon?
It's supposed to be like the biggest full moon ever tonight.
I can give you a pressed ham later.
Wasn't every full moon the biggest full moon ever? Because it's slowly spiraling in on the Earth, right?
That might be why. Actually, I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm not good at figuring out what's going on in the world.
Let's just keep having this conversation where we have no idea what's going on.
Let's not research any of this.
And
just
speculate. And
here's what I think happened. The moon
Fox News, everybody.
Had a bunch of friends come over. I got nothing. But the moon is big, apparently, tonight for some reason.
It's so been big for the last few, like, month or so.
Does that mean there's going to be, like, super duper
if you see
werewolves
it shortly after dusk, the last few months, when it's full, it's been a lot bigger and it's been orange.
Are you a fucking moonologist?
No, but I look at the moon.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's going to be werewolves
like
out tonight.
Jackson
and there's going to be fucking... Yeah, oh...
Back to Michael Jackson.
And always, real quick, one more thing about Gallagher.
Bring it back to Libya, too.
One of these days, somebody... is going to make the awesomest fucking Fear and Loathing style drugged out fucking movie about that guy. Because nobody cares about him. When he dies, it's going to be like, oh, all right.
It's going to be like that wrestler movie. Like
Chris... Gallagher was also making a bunch of gays and Libyan jokes, wasn't he?
Yeah, he hates Libyans.
Probably.
He hates all the freedoms that they have in this country. Little goddamn Libyan.
Wait, wasn't there... He was on Opie and Anthony once, too. He was talking about how... He didn't like words like through and thought because they had that O-U-G-H because it's like that fucking...
He's a one-man fucking army fighting on the English
language.
This language
is completely mangled, like not talking about Ebonics or anything. He's got all this...
I hate words!
Unpronounceable letters.
Which is why I have props. Words are bullshit. No, can you imagine just like... Because if you look at this, there's... I mean, I'm not going to blink it or anything, but if you fucking look at this video of him... hawking his shit on the internet, like it shows his house. He lives like in the desert by himself. Looks like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but it's shitty.
Nice.
And like, can you just imagine what goes on in that man's house?
I'm sure his toilet talks to him. Just listening to him.
That's where he gets all of his jokes from.
He just goes, clean me for once, please.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know why his toilet's so meek like that. Gallagher, I'm not kidding. Gallagher. I can't breathe. Gallagher, I feel sick.
Well, Pee-wee Herman's toilet has to become ferocious after a number of years.
Yes. It's just full of just jizz and
Gallagher,
fucking bow ties. And
Gallagher,
shit.
Can you stop feeding me
Flush
mushrooms
down.
And peyote?
Gallagher, I'm a toilet. I don't do drugs.
No more mushrooms or
peyote.
Hey,
Gallagher, if you lose me, does that mean we're not going to see each other anymore? That's called the Gallagher's toilet bit. But can you, like, just when that guy gets home and he's buying, because no one comes over to see him anymore, because he's old and Gallagher.
Yeah.
He just gets home and he's like,
of course.
What should I do now? Should I go fucking
shit about
play with my fucking remote control helicopter? I don't know. I'm out of ideas, Gallagher. Story number two. You guys ready for it? Or you wanted to cover Libya some more?
We covered Libya pretty thoroughly, I think.
Yeah, story number two. Not quite as sad as Gallagher's life, but Nate Dogg died.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know who really was upset about
you
that?
Got a 40 there. I think you should dump an ounce out into your mouth.
Mickey's ice.
Arf, arf. This is way too good for Nate Dogg.
No, I said you should dump an ounce out into your mouth.
I know, and then I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do as you say. You know who's really upset about this? Some fucking...
Warren G.
Girls sleepover party in 1994. Probably. I don't... But
when
name,
he was the hook man?
He was.
Yeah.
He Just fucking rap, and then when you're done, I'll sing. Like, that's
for three bars, you know, for four bars, and then we'll just loop it.
Beautiful, baby. Then you guys fucking rap for a bit, and I mean, at least we have hooks.
What I like is that the 911 call, his girlfriend made the 911 call for his heart attack, and she was just completely like lethargic. She was just lethargic and calm, and was just like, "Hi, you know, he's having a heart attack, and here's the address." And you know, it's like you can just tell, like, she's like, "Well, you shouldn't have had that last line." Yeah. You idiot, you know, like,
well,
you know.
Apparently he had a couple of back-to-back strokes in 07 and 08, so at this point she's just probably like, yeah, hey, it's me. Yeah, Mrs. Dog. Yeah, it happened again. Is it a heart attack that actually got him?
I don't know. I only heard that day that they hadn't quite nailed down the cause, but you know, if he had two strokes, he looked at him like,
the guy's last name is Dog. It could have been a host of things. I mean
With, you know, two G's, too, so he's related to Snoop.
Two G's, yeah.
Gallagher would hate that. Yeah. Fucking up the language.
You're related to Snoop?
The enemy.
When you had that 911 story there that you just said, this is going to be a really dumb joke.
What's going on?
It just kind of made me think, like, what's going to happen when fucking Flavor Flav has a heart attack, and they have to call 911.
That's why you can't be that silly.
And be like...
You can't always be that silly.
Hey, is this a joke?
Are you fucking kidding me? Did you just do that?
911.
Yeah.
911 is a joke.
I'm surprised you're so frail carrying that heavy-ass clock around all the time. That's how a huge neck.
Yeah, that's how you know he fucking can eat pussy like a motherfucker.
Brings it right back to cold fish. Fantastic.
And let's go back to Gallagher and Libya.
I don't understand... like, there's so many people that are going to die. Like, everyone's probably going to die, except for maybe me.
I don't think you're going
to
die.
But, like, to everyone that dies, like that should be, like, the biggest day of your life. Like, it should be like, oh, wow. That's when people, like, remember you and, like, oh, wow, that's like, oh, yeah, he's finally at peace, whatever. There's so many people that when they die, it's just going to be like, good. Fuck, like, when Gallagher dies.
Talking about?
When Gallagher dies, no one's going to be like,
I know that there are big Gallagher fans out there.
Not real ones. It's just
totally are.
Nobody likes you until you're dead. Right. I mean, that's
there's that too.
But
yes.
Nobody's going to
revise
history.
Nirvana, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
And just be like, yeah, you know, I think we might have undersold Gallagher a little bit. He was really. That was just going to be like, oh, all right, well, I guess he can't fucking come here and take off his shirt and scream at us anymore.
Man, I want to see angry Gallagher.
Dude, he sucks.
God, really? Let's just get him mad.
He sucks. Yeah, so Nate Dogg died. So I don't know how that affects anybody's life, but that happened.
Charlie Sheen is still alive.
Charlie Sheen is still alive. And Charlie Sheen fucking sold out like two nights at Carnegie Hall or Radio City.
Dude, now it's his time to shine. He should just, like, obviously he doesn't give a shit. He opened a Twitter account specifically when he went crazy and is doing all these fucking interviews. Just go on SNL and go on every fucking talk show you can and capitalize.
Here's the
well,
two
it might
things.
Be hard because he's not awake for 2 days all the time, like, or 3 days.
Well, during those 2 days, he gets a shitload done.
Yeah. Here's what I think he thought was going to happen.
Yeah,
he was gonna fucking go nuts. Everyone's gonna fall in love with him all over again because he's a fucking psycho. And then the producers were just gonna back off and be like, you know what? Okay, let's work it out, Charlie. Because they don't want to piss off the masses. Like when they fired him, it must have been like, oh shit.
I think
fuck.
When they fired him, he was probably like, wait a minute, you guys are still rerunning this on 80 different channels, right? I'll just make that money that
dude,
way.
The syndication money's.
He's like,
amazing.
Why are you people not bowing to me right now?
don't you know that I'm fucking ironically hip right now?
Don't you know that I was in Hot Shots Part 2?
That's true, you know. And I watched Platoon recently, you know, and I'm like, oh, he's good at acting like he doesn't have emotion when crazy things are going on around him. But, like, you know, it's probably, you know, derivative of his coke habit at least. But
oh, God.
That
he's either going to be dead or he'll be like, you know, doing like an Alec Baldwin thing where he'd be playing like a distinguished, like together fucking guy at some point.
Maybe, I hope so. I think that he just like realized how shitty his sitcom was, The Two and a Half Men, and then he's like, well, I've done so much complacent money making that I have to be as subversive as possible, so why don't I just go on a coke bender and then talk on the internet for 15 minutes?
He goes, hey, why don't I go to New York with a porn star and introduce her to my wife and then beat her up?
I like how his videos are all exactly the length that you would need between bumps. They're like 8 minutes, 15 minutes long.
What should I do while I'm fucking coming down? Oh, I guess I'll put a video up for 50 million people to download.
All
right. Last Charlie Sheen thought of the day.
All right.
Remember how Charlie Sheen went fucking berserk, and then there was talks of a Major League sequel?
Right? No, I don't remember that.
He was talking about it a lot. He was talking about a Major League remake in the works and all this stuff, and or not remake, like a new one and stuff.
Right.
That could, like, if that were to happen, do you think that would convince Gary Busey to go fucking ape shit again and relapse, such that they would make Rookie of the Year Part 2?
Was he in that?
He was the coach.
Oh God!
Or maybe it was Nick Nolte.
Yeah, it was Nick.
But I did watch Lost Highway last night, which.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it
does. Wait, really? I just watched
He's the kid's dad. When the guy becomes, I don't know, it's confusing. When the guy becomes
the
a kid again,
the entire movie.
His parents is Gary Busey and some other lady. His parents is Gary Busey. His name is Robert Paulson. All right.
Well, fuck, man. Thanks for being here. You're adorable and funny. Everyone should go see him. But plug your shows one last time. Or you don't got anything in town.
It looks like 26th and Brainerd of 26th of March, is that right?
Yep.
Is it the Gallagher Theater?
For all the Brainerd fans, yeah.
I'm sorry, that was Rochester.
All the greats did Brainerd when they're starting out. So,
Do you know what the club's called?
No, it was at the Varsity Theater last time I was there, but they've changed venues. So, but I'll post it on my Facebook for all of my fans that are listening.
Find them on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Spell your last name.
R-E-Y-N-O-S-O.
Brandon Reynoso.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you.
This got really deep at the end.
Love you guys.
You're dead to me, Mexico.